Good morning, and welcome to the Midweek Devotion Coffee with Ann. First order of business, checking in on coffee. I had 2 cups this morning. Good. How about you? I hope you enjoyed yours. This morning, as I stood at my kitchen window, I sipped away on my coffee and watched 2 or 3 hummingbirds rest on the red feeder or the red cap test tubes and feed away. We've tried to attract them before with little success, used different feeders, placed them in different places, started leaving the sugar water out earlier in the season. But my sister and her husband have numerous hummingbirds, and finally I asked for advice. Of course, it is still the bird's choice as to whether they stop at my house or someone else's colorful flowers. They are fun to watch, but if they don't show, I won't worry about it. I am doing all I can, and the Lord created them to find what they need. I begin today by hoping or encouraging you to listen to David's July 31 Sunday podcast on handling worry. It is very, very good and very helpful. I listened this morning after I had already been writing my podcast, which focuses on, guess what, worry. As David mentioned, there is a boatload of things we can and do worry about. I have found, possibly because of the cancer, that worrying about most things that impact me is wasted energy. If the problem is out of my hands, I tend to give whatever to the Lord right off the bat. I've had a lifetime of answered prayers and prayers answered that were never spoken, and yes, prayers that were not answered the way or when I so urgently wanted. The point to this is, I know the Lord will help me, take care of me, provide what I need. Isaiah 41:10. Fear not, for I am with you. Be not dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you. I will help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. In other words, I'm not worried about me. What gives me fits is worrying about other people. People, close people I love deeply. I believe the Lord is with us all and works for our good, even if we don't have the sense to ask Him. He never tires of urging us to Him. Today I am speaking to myself as much as to you, my friends. Is there someone in your circle of family and friends whose behavior you simply cannot understand? There seems to be no apparent explanation for their behavior. You want them to be happy, and yet there seems to be nothing you can do. No apparent reasons for the choices they make. These are people you and I love and want to help, but have no idea what to do to help. And so, we pray. It's very humbling to be helpless in a situation where behavior of someone you love causes pain to those you love. And so we pray. And why do we resort to prayer? Because Jesus prayed. Luke 5:16. But he withdrew himself in the deserts and prayed. Jesus himself went to the Father for help. Matthew 26:39. Going a little farther, he fell with his face to the ground and prayed, My Father, if it is possible, may this cup be taken from me. Yet not as I will, but as you will. Life often forces us, if we want any peace, to give the problem, the person we love, over to the Lord. And yet it is so hard to do. What proof do we have that Jesus will handle it? Well, think about it. Look at yourself. I look at myself. How in the world did I, you, make it this far? When you were alone and frightened of life, who got you back on track? Healed your wounds? Who brought that person into your life that helped, listened, shared wisdom when you didn't even have the good sense to ask for help? And if the Lord cared about you and me and intervened in ways we did not see at the time, won't He, isn't He, doing the same for those we love? And for that matter, even those you and I find hard to love. I feel and know I am talking from both sides of my mouth. I know what Jesus tells us. Do what you can, which is mostly love and pray, and then leave it alone. Stay out of the Lord's way. He's got it. Those we love so much have to lead their own lives, follow their own path, even if it looks painful to us. It is hard because so often we cannot see what the Lord is doing. And we let the darkness of fear take over instead of focusing on faith. Fear is filled with all the terrible outcomes our minds can conjure up. Faith is light. It reminds us that God is love. God is all good. Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the plans I have for you, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future. It seems the answer to my worries for those I love is in the hummingbirds. George and I put out the colorful sweet water feeders. The Lord never tires of attracting those we love, He loves. George and I keep the feeders filled, make sure they are placed where it is safe. The Lord uses us to provide and demonstrate His love and support for those in our lives. The hummingbirds may choose to accept what we offer or search elsewhere. Those we love may choose what the Lord offers, or they may need to continue on their flight, their search. Either way, the Lord will never leave them or forsake them. He is always available. Please join me in prayer. Lord, we humans need each other. We need relationships. We need to be needed and loved. And we need others to need and love us. We hurt and often worry. We so often choose fear instead of faith. Give us courage to let go of our fears for those we love and need, and let you do what only you can do. In your precious name I pray. Amen. This morning, I want to thank you not only for being with me, but allowing me to share my struggle to choose faith over fear for those whose struggles hurt my heart. I will be watching the hummingbirds and following David's suggestions. Thank you, and may the Lord bless you and yours.